Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Tonight's episode, All-American Kayak Series, is what we're talking. We're on the Dock Talk. Let's go ahead and get it kicked up now. What's happening, folks? Happy Wednesday night to you here. TPO Dock Talk Podcast, All-American Kayak Series. The 2024 season is here. We are a week and a half out from Lake of the Ozarks. Dude, we're going to kick the season off. It is going to be just off the chain, I'm sure of it. We're going to get with you tonight here. We've got a couple special guests joining us. Of course, the boss man is here. We are going to go over a ton of information here to let you know who the sponsors are going to be for this year. Our title sponsor, of course. And if schedule works out, we'll have the owner of Eco Fishing Shop himself, Mr. Travis Randall, will be stopping by here to talk about their sponsoring the Lake of the Ozarks event. At the end of all this, we are going to also talk over the classic and kind of do a quick classic preview. So, having said all that, without further ado, let's go ahead and get in here himself, the man, the big toe, the big fish, Mr. Josh Booth. Josh, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, you running that Moyak, you guys doing that Moyak podcast, this is like old hat for you now.
Done a few.
That's right. Dude, are you getting stoked? I mean, Moyak's been cranking up. You guys have been pretty busy over there, but All-American getting the kickoff. Moyak's got an event going on the same day. It's pretty exciting times, man. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is. Finally, I've been waiting for this cold weather to go away for, you know, April to get here and kick off the season. We had like an early warm spring, so that's made things even worse here. So everybody's really itching to get out on the water and get things kicked off, and we should be hitting it at a pretty good time. So, yeah, Moyak is going to kick off their season on Lake of the Ozarks. At the same time, the All-American Series is going to kick off there as well. So,
you know, and that brings us right to there was the post going around here, and it's worth a conversation here for sure to mention. It's going to be busy. There's DNR has handed out a lot of permits, apparently, for a lot of boat tournaments that are going to be going on at the very same time. So it's going to be extra imperative, number one. We'll do what we can do from this side to help improve that. But everything, this is really going to fall, you know, on anglers being smart about what they're doing, making sure they've got all their lights on board, safety precautions, and just, you know, head on a swivel, man, just paying attention to doing what you're doing. You know, it's a lot of common sense, isn't it? At the end of the day, pay attention to what's going on and where you're at.
Yeah, you're right completely. You know, having the proper lighting on board, having that red, green bow light, you know, on, you need that up front. If you're just pedal or, you know, paddle only, you just need a 360 light, but you want to be seen, you want to be lit up. We are launching before any of the other boat tournaments are. So we've got a first launch time of 6 a.m. I don't think any other boat tournament is launching until 6:30. So that gives us a 30-minute head start on everybody else. So once you get to your spot, it's probably still going to be a little bit dark. So those bass boats are going to come flying in there, and you need to be lit up so that they know that that spot's taken and they can go somewhere else. Generally, it's not an issue. We hit Lake of the Ozarks here in Missouri every year, early or late, to avoid a lot of the boat traffic in the summertime and a lot of the tourists. You know, there are a lot of boat tournaments going on there, but that's normal. This lake can handle that kind of a traffic. You can still get away from the boats. You can go back into creeks. There's a lot of coves that have no wake zones. You can hang out there. You know, like that video you did with Mr. Dill, that was a good one about explaining different sections of the lake and how you can get away from that main traffic. It's going to be pretty much, you know, main lake dam area, that sort of area. So,
right.
There are ways to avoid one of them early start. So we definitely want everybody to have lights on.
You know what? That's one of the things too, is that it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter what the regulations and rules are, but at the end of the day, don't allow that to dictate your safety. Light yourself up, man. If you got a pole, you got an extension, you got lights, use them. You know, I mean, there is no this machismo thing, you know, that runs around out there about, you know, I'm going to push a bad situation because I want it more. Don't be a dumbass is what I usually try to tell people is, come on, man, you know, get the brain, engage that side of this thing, right? Safety above anything. Fishing is awesome. What's not awesome is hearing about these, you know, these accidents. I don't know if you saw that MLF, two yahoos blowing through a no wake zone and a pair of boats, and they crashed into each other, man. Talk about karma, you know, meeting up with two guys. And both have been suspended for like a year, man. They can't compete in MLF events for like a year now.
Good.
Yeah. That was down on Harris Chain of all things. So yeah, just protect yourselves, take care of yourself. We want everybody going in, coming out.
Yeah. And if you don't happen to have your lights with you, if you forget them, they're not working, you're malfunctioning, you're not screwed. You know, just hang out and wait till sunrise, you know, safe sunrise, which I believe is about 7:15 or so. So you may lose out on a little bit of a time, but you're not out of it. So yep. Make sure you're not out on the water without the proper lights. If you don't have the proper lights, then don't get out there until the sun rises.
Exactly. Exactly. Here we got Jimmy Burgess. Jimmy, my man, my brother from another mother. There he is joining us in here. And of course, got our Minnesota connection coming up there, which they should be. Exactly. That's exactly right, Andrew. That's the whole piece of this thing we've been talking. So let's get into this, man. One of the cool things we wanted to announce here, we've been dropping a few posts here and there, but we'll talk about, we've locked them in, our sponsors for the year for the All-American Kayak Series for this year. Let's start it off with the title sponsor. I'll let you introduce those guys there, the big name here that you're going to see on all of our stuff.
Yeah, we are excited this year to announced that Z-Pro Lithium is the official battery power source of the All-American Kayak Series, and they are our premier sponsor for this year going forward and into the following years as well. So we have a great deal worked out with them. They are excited to be working with us, and we're excited to be working with them. We've got a lot of great product that we're going to have for the anglers. They've got some amazing membership packs that we'll talk about a little bit later. We're going to give away. We've also got batteries that we're going to give away at every tournament as well. So we're really excited to be working with Z-Pro, and I wanted to shout out to them and say thank you for stepping up and supporting the All-American Kayak Series.
You know, that's the piece, man. It's organizations that step up and help us with this kind of work here. You know, the Lake of the Ozarks event, the Sleep Inn was like the only hotel around the area that was willing to work with somebody. And that was us, thank goodness. And happy to report, we blocked out, man. We sold all those rooms out. But that was awesome that they would get behind us, you know. And when you get companies like Z-Pro stepping up and willing to help us, you know, kind of make a name for ourselves, if you will, that's important, man, because that's grassroots stuff and that's helping us out for sure.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, the local sponsors go and, you know, these local tournaments, it is hard to get some, you know, help, especially on Table Rock and Lake of the Ozarks here in Missouri. It's something I've dealt with in Moyac for years. And, you know, it's because they don't really need to market themselves. They're both really, you know, world-class, you know, bass fishing lakes. And that's why you won't see Hobie or Bassmaster come here. They want to. They've reached out to me nearly every year, and they're trying. But these lakes and these companies around here, they don't really want to put up the money to get big events there. So when we do get a company that's willing to work with us a little bit, it's really a big deal. So yeah, big shout out to, you know, the Days Inn for helping us with that.
Yeah, that was, you know, that's the key too, is that the anglers get behind those companies that support us, man, because that's how we grow this thing. We show them that it's worth their time. Nick joining us from looks like YouTube there, talking about True Patriot Outfitters. Thank you, brother Nick. Appreciate that for the shout out. All right, so next on the list here, probably another very well recognized name out there, Ketch. Ketch is coming on board with the All American to sponsor the 2024 season. On a couple levels. First and foremost, we've got a few boards that we're going to be able to give out here at a couple of the events. And we have worked out a deal with Ketch. Let's say you're at an event and you have lost yours, it broke something, and you find yourself in a pickle. I will have with me, as the event manager there, I will have a small inventory of Ketch boards that are available for sale. Price is exactly what's on their website. That's what it is. That's the deal we set up with them. And you can either PayPal or cash me that money, and I can deliver it basically right there at wherever like the awards location is going to be. I'll have it available to you right there. So if any angler runs into trouble, if you're, you know, in a pinch and you don't have a board or whatever, we got you covered this year. Ketch has agreed to help us with that so that we can make sure that everybody has the official boards that they need to get the job done.
Yep, Ketch is the only board that we allow on the All-American Kayak Series, and we're glad to have them on board. Now we've got some backup plans and a little bit of insurance for you guys out there if something were to happen to your board.
Big time, man. And it's huge having a great organization like that, you know, getting behind us as well. Next on the list here, another well-known, Rogue Gear Company. Rogue has set us up with a bunch of tethers, the phone stuff, the equipment stuff. Rogue Gear is going to come on here. We'll have a pile of these things at the awards location, at the awards ceremony. We're going to be giving away a bunch of this gear, and they've supplied us with a bunch of this stuff that we can give away to anglers. The key is, man, you got to be present to win, right? Show up to the awards. That's going to be the key. And we want to load you up with a bunch of cool gear.
That's right.
And last on the short list this year is Dubro Fishing, kind of new as far as on the big scene, but for those of us who've known about them, we've used them. I was introduced to them last year, and dude, I fell in love with the Dewey Bait soft plastics. It's a proprietary soft plastic they use. Here's their Ned rigs that they're using. This stuff, in my opinion, is the perfect balance of durability and yet still maintaining great action. It's not so stiff that it impedes the action of these things. So I think it's a great, got the slick willy here. We got a bunch of baits from them that they sent us that we'll be giving away. It's a big old 6-inch swim bait. I know some of you guys want to get out there and sling those bad boys around. Big baits, big fish, man. That's got to play, you know, even in the Ozarks, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. Those are some nice baits, and we're happy to have them on board for this year.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So that is what we have right now for our sponsor piece here that we're going to be having. One of the things I wanted to touch base on is just kind of, I had a couple questions. People have DM'd me a few times asking me if I'm fishing some of these events and, you know, what my official, you know, what I'm doing there, this and this. I want it to be understood. Josh is the tournament director, right? He is the man in charge, and he has his network of judges and so forth, you know, set up there. I'm your event manager. I'm the talking head, the guy in the microphone there. I'm there to help you any way possible I can, and I can be a liaison between these. But I won't be, you're not going to see Gene out there judging fish or going through that kind of stuff. I may notify you if needs be, if we can't get a hold of you otherwise. I might be a liaison for the boss on that. But I think it's just important that people understand that, no, I won't be fishing in the events there, just so that I can make sure that I'm giving the anglers everything they need and our sponsors everything they need while we're on scene there. I may try to jump in some of those local derbs, though. That might be kind of cool for a one day for the Saturday or something. That would be a lot of fun.
Go in there and should
donate my money and let those guys steal, you know, take my lunch money from me. I mean, supporting the economy, right?
Yeah. That's a good segue into another thing. You know, we've got the double dipping opportunity going on with Moyak and the All American. So anglers can fish in both of these events at once. And, you know, on top of that, we haven't even really touched on it much, but we still have the two-man team series that we started last year as well, where if you want to team up with a buddy, you're going to have a team score. You can fish that at the same time too. And Moayak has the same thing as well too. So if you really were feeling lucky and you wanted to gamble some money, you could sign up for the Moayak series, the Moayak team event, the All-Americans event, and the All-American team event. And you're in four different events all at once. So if you're feeling lucky, there's a chance to win a lot of money because both will have pretty big payouts.
You know, and one of the cool updates on Tourney X that's going on is they've improved that submission thing, man. So when you're in multiple events at the same time, it's an improved flow system now. When you have that one picture, you're able to submit it to multiple in like one maneuver. So it's not as hard as it used to be where you had to go to the other one and upload your picture and do all that again.
Yeah, it's nice. It also makes it a lot easier to judge because whenever you submit your one fish to all of your events at once, it pops up and the judge can judge them all at once in one fish. If you do it separately, it's got to be judged separately.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So I have the option on Tourney X to be able to judge that fish one time for all the different tournaments you're in for if you submit it at the same time.
So, dude, they just keep getting better and better. I love the fact that Dwayne listens to the people out there, and Tourney X continues to evolve. People forget how new this thing is, man. And so it is super cool seeing where it's going. Here's a little from the Bassmaster Classic, and you guys read into this as what you want to read into it. The Pro-Am Celebrity Challenge that took place before the Classic kicked off was one of the pros with a celebrity. Like Randy Moss was with Rick Klun, which was awesome. And I think Whiskey Myers was on hand. I mean, they had all kinds of guys there. And, dude, they used Tourney X for that event.
It's starting to spread.
I'm telling you, man, and it was super cool hearing Dwayne talk about him teaching Rick Klun how to use Tourney X. That was badass. And Rick got it. He figured it out. But I like the writing on the wall there personally, man, because that tells you somebody's taking a look at this at a very high level and they wanted to see how it functioned and get some feedback, right? So, I mean, that's, like I said, no one's saying anything, but you can read into that what you want. I like the sounds of it. It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, a lot more boats are getting into it. Tourney X is a great platform.
Bob Baylor has a question here. Will we be allowed to shore fish them Spirit Lake walleyes again this year?
Yeah, I'm sure that won't be a problem. I heard some good ones were caught.
So whoever did this here, you need to give Facebook, tell it to allow StreamYard, because we have you show up as Facebook user, but it says, shout out to Dwayne Wally for making it easy for both judges and anglers. We couldn't agree more, 100%. All right, man, so let's talk Lake of the Ozarks here, and this is a perfect time because the man is in our green room right now sponsoring this local event here at Lake of the Ozarks. Out of Camden in Missouri is, of course, Eco Fishing Shop. These guys are blasting across the entire United States, put on an amazing event last year that they hosted that everybody was, big buzz. We are humbled and honored to have them working with us at this event here while we come into town. Let's go ahead and bring the man in. Mr. Travis, welcome to the show, sir. Oh, we can't hear you, boss. Check you're muted. Just unmute. I see your microphone's muted there. If you touch the screen, there you go. Now we got you.
Sounds good.
How are things down at the shop, boss?
good, guys. Man, I appreciate you getting me on today. And I'm at the gym. I just got done working out. So late notice, but I wanted to pound it out real quick and then jump on the show.
Yeah, well, dude, thanks for joining us.
I was going to say, we can't thank you enough for taking the time. Appreciate you cutting into your schedule. I know I was late getting to you. That Bassmaster schedule, man, had my head spinning there. I got behind on a few things.
Yeah, we got kind of crazy with that, too. We had a couple of eco guys finish pretty good, and we're doing some stuff with Drew Gregory. And so, you know, it was a lot of fun. Cool to see that kind of stuff going on in our industry and with some local guys. I knew, you know, some of the guys that are part of eco are also a big part of Moyak and All-American with Lance Burris and Jake Hefner and guys like that. So proud to be a part of it and proud to be part of everything that Josh does. You know, you guys run a class act and definitely shine in the state of Missouri.
That's awesome, man. When we're looking to take that, you know, that model that Josh and his team has created and move that to the Midwest, you know, and just make sure we're delivering the same thing, right? I mean, that's been what the All-Americans tried to do from day one. So this is the year. We're going to do it. We're going to bring it back. We got the right team around us. So let's talk, man. Lake of the Ozarks. This is going to be a season opener for Moyak, season opener for All-American while we're there. You know, in what better than to have your shop is like the brain center for everybody there. Got to get these guys to come on by and check out the shop, because it is like super cool what you got set up in there at the shop.
Absolutely. And we do some things cool too that have worked out really nice for us. We had a guy coming from last year, came up from Illinois somewhere for he was actually on the way to a Moyak or All-American event, and he his seat blew out, and he was able to give us a call, say, hey, I haven't done anything with you guys, but I hear you're, you know, the ones I should call. And we had him in a seat, and he was able to get on the water and compete and fish. And it was a pretty cool deal.
Brother, there is so much value in that from a tournament angler standpoint, knowing they've got a pro shop sitting there that's got gear, got the knowledge. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, we'll help out any way we can.
That's fantastic stuff. So it's you can find it, folks. It's not hard to find. Look on your map there in Camdenton, Missouri. Look up Eco Fishing Shop online. You can catch them. I think we have the Facebook one here. I have too many banners. There we go. Eco Fishing Shop, just literally at Eco Fishing Shop. You'll find it there. Get the information that you need. Make sure to follow that page along as well if you haven't already. Lots of good information and so forth. But one of the cool things, I was just explaining this to my wife about you guys that I absolutely love, because not for nothing in Colorado, we're kind of starved for an array of dealers out here. Okay. We just don't have a lot. And it's crazy because of the amount of people that we have in the state, you'd think we would have a better selection for brick and mortar out here. But the shipping that you guys offer is phenomenal, man. When I told her about the fact that, no, you can order this thing and they'll get it to you. I mean, that is off the chain, man. That really puts the firepower of Eco right into some markets that really need the help.
Yeah. And it's free of charge. We don't charge for shipping. So
that's incredible. I mean, yeah. Hardly nobody does that. And with shipping costs right now, that is a huge savings that's passed on to the angler. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. That's
Good.
You're right. You're right.
and the only way you get that done is really two things. One, we do not drop ship. So we are bringing in inventory to be able to do that, because if you drop ship, you can't afford to do it. So we have inventory sitting on ground on most models. Most of the time we're waiting on it from the vendor. And then the other way, the other thing that is important with that is just turns. I mean, when you turn kayaks like we turn kayaks, you can afford to pass that savings on.
That's, you know, and that's the key, man. It's, I mean, you guys are moving the stuff. Have another user here. Eco has treated me great. Jonathan has been awesome. I'll be having them do another build soon. That's awesome to hear. We talk about this a lot, man, but especially in your line of work, Travis, our fishing industry, make no mistake, it's millions and millions and probably billions of dollars that get flown around, but make no mistake, it's a small industry. And that the Bassmaster Classic prove that to me. How many faces were recognizable and the camaraderie that was there. Eco literally, like Matt Collins said, Eco crushed it at the class. They did. You guys had a phenomenal showing there. The guys that were on display, super cool seeing them mingling in the crowd and out there talking with folks. That was awesome to see Eco getting good representation.
You know, and that's one thing that I personally have put a big focus on with Eco. over the last couple of years is, you know, I'm not going to go out and try to sell stuff. You know, I'm going to try to represent our sport the best way I know how. Bringing Jonathan on is a big part of that because he and I have the same vision when it comes to that. And so does Caleb and Jared, the owners. We go out and from our podcast to our hook, the Kayak Anglers Resource, our forum, things like that we're doing, it's not to sell stuff. We figure if we treat people right and we try to be not only inspirational, but be a part of the industry, the sales will come. You don't have to worry about those things if you're out there just trying to do the right things. Working with Josh has been absolutely great. And I tell our guys, we're spoiled here because, you know, you guys do such a good job with covering our region and then the All-American. But, yeah, man, just trying to work with guys like Josh and other people around the country to just do right by the angler. I think that brings it back to you every time.
Got a little from Mr. Brian Romans himself, the founder of the Romans Warrior Foundation, tuning in. What's up, Josh Gene? And hello, Travis. Brian and his family are absolute family to my family and I. Hello. Awesome seeing him checking in on us here. Yeah, man, that's, you know, and you're right. It becomes the sales become a byproduct of the work and effort. One other thing I wanted, like you said, inspire, but you guys also educate, man. And that's an important part. You know, people can learn things, new guys, old guys. They can learn things by watching the content that you guys put out there, because not for nothing, man, things change so fast out there. Even in our industry, it's cool to have a company that stays up on that and, you know, that can basically get that info to us.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, like, one of our prerequisites for our pro staff is to be part of Hook, the Kayak Anglers Resource, on the forum, where we did not want that to be a sales tool. Every time somebody asks, you know, where do I put a rod holder, start sending them model numbers of which one they should buy. That's not what we want to do. What we wanted to do on that is make it where that is, it's not like Facebook, where if you say, what's the best kayak, you get murdered by
right,
everybody
right.
trying to tell you what's good and what's bad. What that is you go on the forum and you can actually ask a question, and our pro staffers keep up with that as well as anybody who wants to answer a question. So, you know,
that is awesome.
Comes on and says, hey, I want to figure out how to rig my new canoe unlimited. Well, I know you have one, so you could answer that question for that guy, and you're not trying to sell him anything. You just have experience. And so we try to open up some resources like that to anglers. And like I said, it's not always about selling. The sales come when you treat people right and you educate. We do a lot with Marty Hughes, with the youth, and just different things, just trying to, you know, really become part of the industry, not just a person trying to sell the industry.
Bro, I mean, you have the team members that you guys have assembled is thoroughly, thoroughly impressive. I can tell you couple of the Colorado guys that you have brought on, they're also a part of the TPO team as well. And they are, I told Clay Ragsdale this at the Classic. These are guys that I would let my wife go out kayaking with. That's who I'm going to put on my team. Not somebody I don't trust otherwise. I would need to trust a family member with them. And yeah, Matt Collins, Matt Flanagan, human beings, you know, of the highest caliber and level. Love those guys to death. And not to mention they can fish their tail off too. And they've taken plenty of my money.
Well, and that's what we tried to do when we built our pro staff. You know, we were slow to go outside the state because we really, you know, it's hard to test those people. But when we did get all the applications, we were able to, you know, we do some background checks to make sure that not only are these guys good sticks, but they represent not only the sport but themselves, their local trail. And I think Josh will attest, the guys that we have that are part of MOYAC that are also our pro staff are just stand-up guys. I mean, everybody in MOYAC is, but you know, we're pretty picky about that because, you know, I don't care if you win every tournament, but you're hard to deal with.
Right.
It's not good look for us.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's super cool, man. We're excited to come down there and, we're working on something that that I want to let folks know as well. That Eco is getting behind and doing, and this is a huge, huge deal for us. We are trying. We still got a few moving parts that we got to piece together here, But the Romans Warrior Foundation is looking to put on a field ops event on the Friday before the tournament. We want to take a couple of our nation's warfighters out in some kayaks on Lake of the Ozarks for a kayak fishing excursion. An eco fishing shop step up to the plate to get us a couple kayaks that we can put those guys in. Folks, I can't tell you how much that helps and saves an event like this, because this way I don't have to haul my trailer across the country and double the cost of fuel to try to get on scene, you know, to bring our gear in. So Travis from, you know, we're soon as we have the final details in place, we'll breathe easy. But between now and then, thank you so very much for helping us out at Romans Warrior, you know, Foundation to try to put this thing together. And I think we should have it. We got some more resources to tap into, and this could be a lot of fun. This should be a cool deal to introduce some guys to this.
Yeah, we're proud to be part of that. You know, we'll have two kayaks rigged and ready to go. We're not just going to throw them in a couple of kayaks sitting there. I like to try to make their eyes light up when they see what we do for them. So we'll have those kayaks looking really good and ready to go, and haul them where you want them. We'll do anything we need to do to make that happen.
Awesome.
If you want anybody to reach out to me with any questions or yourself, holler at me, man. I want to make that memorable.
Absolutely. And for those of you watching right now, if you have somebody in the Camdenton, Lake of the Ozarks area that you think would be a great candidate that you want to introduce or get them out in a kayak here, hit me up, hit the DMs up, and get a hold of me, get a hold of Travis, get a hold of Josh, any one of us here. Just, you know, let's get the communication going, because it's not for nothing. It's not in 2 days, but it's the Friday after that we want to do this. We're coming into town. We want to take them out for a day, get them some lunch, and have a blast out there and introduce them to our sport and what we love so much. So if you have a couple, they could be active military, they could be family members, they can be veterans, first responders. That's what we're looking for. Two participants. And so if you have somebody you'd like to nominate, hit us up. Let's get them in contact and let's get her done.
Yeah. So maybe doing a little extra that you're not aware of on that too, to make some smiles happen.
Heck yeah.
I'm excited to see this kickoff too, because this is part of the new part of the All-American Kayak Series, where we're going to start giving back more, not only to the local communities, but we want to start paying our respects to the veterans and working with the Romans Warrior Foundation and the TPO. It's just going to add a whole new level to the tournament series, to where we're not just going and fishing, but we're actually going to try and do some good and help out some of those that really deserve it, the veterans and first responders out there.
Making a difference, buddy. That's what it's about.
Heck yeah. I mean, this is the thing that I've always said. What better? Do something that you love to do and know that it's having a an impact like that. I mean, it does not get better than that. I mean, that is the whole piece there. That's what we're aiming for. Well, cool, man. Well, listen, Travis, we'll let you go here, brother. We can't thank you enough for stopping in. We're excited to come see you. We'll be getting into town there and stopping in the shop. And I'm sure we'll be doing some broadcasts out of there, making sure everybody knows where we're at. And this is going to be a ton of fun to watch some of the best anglers in the Midwest descend upon Lake of the Ozarks and go to work, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're excited. I'm excited to meet you in person for the first time and shake your hand. And as always, Josh, good to chat with you, buddy. And we look forward to this.
Yeah, the precinct, there's going to be trucks and kayaks all over Lake of the Ozarks. The Classic Navy is coming. All the locals will be like, what's going on? Where are all these kayakers coming from? And we're coming.
It's fun. And that's what I'm talking about, because then there'll be people driving around going, I guess I've got to get one of these, and I'm the place.
Right.
Heck yeah.
So you 100%. Guys have a good evening. I appreciate the chance to be on the show.
Yeah.
Anytime. Holler at me anytime.
Thanks. Love it, man. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
All right. And I wanted to make sure I'd be remiss if I didn't put this up there, because this is coming from a combat veteran himself who has been out before on our kayaks with his smiles, memories, and to be honest, saving lives. It has been proven that outdoor recreation is key to survival and non-traditional therapy. Without the textbook therapy, you couldn't be any more right if you tried.
Amen.
You know, that's the studies actually, and I'll even shout them out. Heroes on the Water did a study with this. They had a PhD member sitting on their board of directors. They did an in-depth study back in like 2018, and they found the positive impact of management of stress, PTS, anxiety. It's real, you know, and medical journal after medical journal have shown it. And that's how cool is that, man, that we get to bring that. All right. Let's see here. So you know what? The last thing on our list, boss, I mean, just a reminder again, Catchboard is going to be available at each one of the events. I can do PayPal or cash on hand. The price will be exactly whatever the manufacturer's suggested retail price is. That's what we'll do for them. And again, if you lose it, you're in a bind, you need one quick, I got you covered. Just come find me at the awards location or the host campground hotel. You'll be able to have my phone number and reach out and you can connect with me and we'll get you that board. Let's see, classic preview. Let's talk about it, man. So after Lake of the Ozarks, the next big event is the big Our Classic, the All-American Kayak Classic, coming to Truman Lake. Dude, this one's going to be the end-all beta. This might be the biggest classic yet that we've put on because it's setting up looking like it's going to be, talk about an area about to get blasted with kayaks. Mm-hmm. Clinton is about to be wall-to-wall with trucks and Warsaw and everything around there. I'm excited, man. How about you?
Yeah, it's getting a lot closer. Everhart's has been working hard, you know, with the city of Clinton, and they're getting everything set up and to welcome all these anglers to come into town from, you know, all over the Midwest. You know, I think it was 12 different states last year, possibly, and maybe even more this year. They're coming. Guys want to come represent their clubs and try to win that club championship, get that big trophy. And the bragging rights is probably more important, but there's also a little bit of money involved with it, too. So, you know, not only do we have the individual side going, but you've got that club versus club championship where, last year's winner was Arkansas, NSKA, and I can tell you that there's a lot of guys gunning for them this year.
They got targets all over them.
Yes, they do. Some of the rosters I'm getting, some of these states are bringing their full force of their Navy. They're coming, you know. Colorado, Nebraska, they're bringing it, I'm telling you what. So Iowa's coming too, and, you know, they were actually the very first winners of the very first championship at the Classic was Team Iowa. So, they want to be the first to repeat, I see.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be fun.
I can tell you the Colorado Gropes, our two clubs that are out here, they are one club has like three or has two internally because they have multiple series there. But yeah, man, there's a lot of talk about it here in the Colorado side. You know, we have tough conditions we face out here, man, that we fish in. And so it does help us travel well. We had one of our guys from the CKFC, I think, came in third last year, third or fourth, something like that. and so, you know, it's there's a real aspect out here that, yeah, we want that trophy coming to Colorado, man. That's it's out there. And so this is, we know we're going against the best in the Midwest, though, you know, maybe the best around the country. You know, that's the thing I love about this is that this is open to any club across the entire United States. So if you want to come from Pennsylvania, bring it. Bring your club in, top 15 anglers. Let's go. Yeah. You know, make the drive. We got to drive to you guys. Come on, drive into the Midwest. That's why we're here. We're centrally located in Truman, you know, Clinton there. Drive on in and come get you some of this here. What'd we have last year? Over $30,000 worth of prize money handed out?
Yep, that's right. And look to do it again this year as well. And the guys are coming for that money, and we're going to pay out a little bit deeper and a little bit better this year. So, you know, we should break 200 anglers. So we'll be paying out 20 spots, no problem. And, you know, still aiming for that $10,000 to first place and $5,000 to the first place team. We've also got the hourly big bass going on every day. So for both days of the tournament, each hour is going to pay $100 big bass pot out. So guys can make some money just by going out there and catching one fish. So we've got a lot of sponsorship help from the city of Clinton that's going to make that happen. So there's a lot of different ways to win some money, a lot of different ways to have a good time there. It should be fun.
That's the thing, man. The classic is the bragging rights. And if you like going fishing for bragging rights and a bunch of cash, dude, this is the event for you. I mean, it is one of the biggest, if not the biggest in the, you know, it is the biggest event that takes place in the Midwest every year. It's one of the biggest that takes place in the country every season, you know, with the numbers that we put up there. So yeah, it's, you know, it's a big deal. You're going to get a lot of people that want that $10,000 prize, man. And look at that $5,000 for the top team, dude, that's $1,000 a dude,
yep. You
know, or angler, I should say. You know, I mean, that's awesome stuff. I mean, that's not bad scratch to peel away from if you're part of the winning team as well. So
right,
good stuff.
I think the bragging rights probably feels a little bit better than the money, but you ain't going to say no to the money either. That's going to be nice to have as well.
No kidding.
The competition should be really cool this year. We've got, I mean, like Oklahoma, they're sending in a bunch of guys this year that they weren't there last year. So we've got some other states that are doing that as well too, up north. And I'm getting all the rosters put together, and it's pretty interesting to see that they did roll down spots and they're still filling the roster. They've got, they're bringing all 15 guys from their club. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, get your teams. Let's go, man. That's let's get that stuff, squared away. What do we have here? Ryan Wells put up $1,200 for me last year on one fish.
Yeah,
that was
there
big,
you go.
Big bass of the tournament is what Ryan got. Is that right?
We've also got, you know, the award center there is really nice as well at the Benson Center. I mean, top notch awards facility where we've got the big stage and plenty of nice seating indoors. Plenty of parking. It's a really great location for the award ceremony. And on top of that, we're doing, you know, we've got some of the TPO stuff that we're working on to pay tribute for the veterans as well during this event. So,
yeah, this is the big one from the Romans Warrior Foundation, man. We're bringing the Global War on Terror's Wall of Remembrance is going to be in the parking lot set up for both days of the Classic. If you've not had a chance to see this memorial, this is going to be a fantastic opportunity for you and absolutely a reason to stop by the Benson Convention Center. Thanks be it to the Chamber of Commerce there and that hardworking team to help get us into town so we could bring this in. When you see it, it's quite awe-inspiring. It is the only mobile monument dedicated to this era. And for most of us in my age range and 10 years to and from, this is our Vietnam Wall, man. This is our wall of our generation and the men and women that have given all so that we can be here fishing. It is super cool. It is an amazing thing to take place there. And a lot of healing happens to a community when we bring that thing in, man. So it's going to be, yeah, I'm so stoked to see these worlds coming together like that. And that's definitely, I mean, one other guy said before too, another reason that you need to get by the Classic at there is if everything goes the way we want to see it, Mr. Jay Harmon himself should be on hand at the Classic there.
Yeah.
So come in and get you some hugs from Jay. Cause I know he's got a big old bucket of those waiting on us.
Yes, he does. Absolutely. Yes, he does.
Well, this is going to be exciting, man. Lake of the Ozarks first up. We're going to have a blast there. Everybody be safe. Use common sense on that stuff. I'll start getting some live on the ground feed from Thursday Thursday of that day. I'll be set up and running around there and start getting some stuff. We'll post phone numbers and all that good stuff in there. So people have my number. If you have any questions or anything I can do to help you out, you know, during practice periods or whatever, let me know. And we'll make sure you have an awesome time there. Eco Fishing Shop, get by and check them out.
Yeah, and while I'm thinking of it real quick too, if you all are coming down and you haven't been to this lake before and you're curious about the boundaries, that's one question I get asked a lot. The boundary map is on the MOYAC website, and I will get it up and put it in the All-American site as well and get it on the Facebook page, and we'll get it sent out to everybody. But that map, you zoom in on it and it's got a green outline, and that green outline goes all the way around the lake. And as long as you launch within that green outline, you're inbound. So the boundary map is out there. And if anybody can't find it, just shoot me a message and I'll send it to you.
Awesome stuff. And Jay's tuning into us. He said, oh, hell yeah. Hugs. Of course. I knew he had a big old batch of them waiting on us there. So that'll be awesome stuff. Hey, we wanted to talk about a little membership drive that we're trying to do here.
Yeah, let's give something away. We need to give something away.
So, folks, here's what we got going on here. So the way it works this year with the All-American, it's very simple. You don't need to be a member to compete. But if you want to compete for AOI, you do need to have a membership. And we want to see that membership number get up there high. I want to see more people in the hunt. So we're going to do, what did we decide here? The first 50?
Yeah, we want to get to number 50. So that's, we're a little short right now. So let's go ahead and get there. And everybody in the first top 50, we're going to do a drawing.
Perfect. And the catch board, we're going to give away. We're going to do a drawing. And anybody that basically signs up between now and what did we say? April 4th? Is that what we said? The Friday before the event?
Yes.
So anywhere between now and then, your name's going to get thrown in a drawing along with the other members that are currently in there. And we're going to draw to receive. We have a red one. We have a blue one. Or we have the standard yellow carbonate that we could also do for the giveaway. 26-inch catch board we're going to give away.
Yeah, and also, you know, if you get in before we hit 50, everyone, even if you've already paid your membership, we've got a really nice gift pack from Z-Pro Lithium that we're going to give you guys. It's got some really cool swag gift items in it. Everybody that's in the first 50 is going to get that gift pack as well.
The best way to get a hold of that is if we can make an announcement on that, can't we? And maybe put the names in there. And then those individuals come by the awards location at Lake of the Ozarks or the Classic, you know, at the awards. And we can make sure we get them to you. We'll do a name check and make sure you're on there. And then you'll be set and good to go.
Yeah, and if you're not going to be able to be at the first event, but you're going to be at several others as well, we'll have that stuff at every award. So all you got to do is come up and see either me or Gene, and we'll hand you your gift back then.
Absolutely. I mean, the key on this, folks, is the membership does help the All-American Kayak Series really with a ton of things behind the scenes. We try to make sure that your money that you pay in comes back to you. But there are a lot of costs that are involved in keeping this stuff run at a proper level. Do you want to show them a couple of those things there that sitting behind you?
Yeah, we're starting to get some of the trophies in.
This is what you're fighting for, boys and girls.
Here's this year's Wood
Champion.
Live Edge Oak. Pretty thick and solid, just like we've had before. We're going to have these for first place for every event. And for the championship, we'll have first, second, and third place will get one for the championship at the end of the year.
Nice. And you can see the checks behind the man there. Those are the big Happy Gilmore checks that we're going to be putting up there for folks. They're looking super, super slick.
Yep.
Those would be nice to hang up on the wall.
Yep. They're pretty good size, pretty durable, waterproof. Everybody will get to keep those. We'll be first, second, or second, third, and Big Bass. As well as the team champions. As you can see back there, we've got one each for each of the team champions for each tournament too. So don't forget about the team side.
Heck yeah, man. That's that one, I got to tell you, I only got a chance to get in on a couple of those, and those were super cool. That was a lot of fun. Just it adds an extra element to the day there that is really awesome to get in and you know, mess around with and have the team side of it. We couldn't agree more, Facebook user. Whoever you are there, you haven't let Facebook allow StreamYard yet, so we can have your name on there. But yes, we agree, man. That's the thing, man. We want to make sure that these are memorable deals. You know, you're coming out with the All-American, you're creating memories that you're going to, you know, take with you. And we want there to be, you know, if you earn the right to beat this group of anglers, dude, that's a feat. Okay. That's just not happenstance. That's not lucky. If you can beat this group of anglers and get yourself in the money somewhere, you've accomplished something, and we want it to mean something for sure.
Yeah. So. Right on.
All right, man. Well, look, I think that's about it here. I think we've covered everything. Folks, and we haven't had any questions coming through here. Jay says, Sickwood Trophy is always one or one. They are sweet. Thanks, Josh, for all you do. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And folks, like Josh said before, there's a Lake of the Ozarks breakdown. If you've never been here, if you want to bone up on just some of the areas, James Dill does a fantastic job for us of really helping just kind of talk about the different areas around the body of water here, because there's a lot of different ways you can fish this lake, and each section has its own kind of personality. So it's cool to see that.
Yeah, and I like the way you brought the map up there and then highlighted the different branches of the lake as you discussed them too. It was a really great tool for guys that are coming in.
You like that high-end graphic work? That was
top-notch.
That's all me and a crayon, baby. That's what did that one there.
That's how we do it around here.
Heck yeah. For sure. Well, listen, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in to this special edition here on Wednesday. We're going to be doing more stuff like that for each one of the events. Of course, I'm sure we'll be going live from the awards, provided we have the right connection where we can get enough cell service. If we don't have cell service, just know this, we're going to video it and then we'll upload it when we have better service to be able to do so. So you'll see and follow along Tourney X, man. You're going to be able to see all the stuff taking place with this. And anglers, be safe getting there. If you haven't gotten signed up yet, do it. Don't wait. Go get signed up. Come out and fish with us with the All-American. We want you there. And this is going to be a ton of fun. Got great people, great sponsors. Going to be a chance to have a blast, man. So,
and Josh, free food.
Free food. That's right. We're working on the food side of here, and you are making that happen, boss.
And we might have free beer there as well.
Oh, my gracious. Yeah, now we're just going to get guys just showing up just to show up now. I know a couple of them Iowa guys are like, oh, all right, well, I guess I will sign up now. That's awesome stuff. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you taking the time with us here. And folks at home, you know the routine out there. Make sure you give us those likes and follows and subscribes. MoYak, All-American Kayak Series, the TPO Doc Talk Podcast. We can't thank you enough for that kind of support, because it truly does help us along this mission and keep things rolling, man. It's a big deal. As always, folks, tie lines and be safe.